This unit receives small package products from bottle to a capacity of less than 200 liters that require sorting and load preparation to be sent mainly to incineration or to physical chemical treatments in order to be neutralized. Approximately 10 to 15 trucks per day are received at the unit. The most important thing from the professional point of view is the knowledge and technical mastery of waste treatment. Chemists with a bachelor's and 2 years of specialization carried out the sorting using pH paper, flam tests, and various other rapid tests to direct the waste toward the dedicated channel. For all waste small packagings, a careful check is made to ensure that the waste being unloaded matches the unloading slip. Simplified tests are carried out to ensure the chemical nature of the specified waste. If necessary, a laboratory analysis is performed. In fact, the activity requires the separation of waste received that is flammable, acid, basic, and phytosanitary products, and many products are received from communal waste. Disposal centers containing dangerous substances, aerosols with killer solvents. Once the sorting has been carried out, the waste is deconditioned if it's contained in the can and repackaged in buckets to be sent for direct incineration. In addition, waste containing lithium, such as batteries, can react with the water to produce hydrogen. This waste is grouped together before being sent to a suitable treatment facility in cell 5 and the units, parts of which has been specifically designed to receive this type of waste. In the starting area, a load compensator was installed in 2017 to facilitate the lifting of loads from an ergonomic point of view. Indeed, on the unit we can receive containers of up to 120 liters. In addition, to ensure physical separation of pedestrians and vehicles, polymer safety barriers were installed in 2018 to reduce the risk of collision. Approximately 10,000 tons per year are received at the unit. An extension was built on installed near Furnace 3. The unit has 4 dedicated storage cells with a maximum capacity of 40 pallets and 50 cells with a capacity of 138 pallets. A list is available of certain reactive waste that is refused for treatment on site, in particular because it's a highly flammable solid such as calcium carbide. However, this type of product may be present in small quantities in cell number 4 of the unit of transit and regrouping without deconditioning.